Welcome to Time with Abba, the Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 5th, Friday, 2020, day 157. Today's topic, diamond opportunity, sleep granted, sleep, sweet sleep. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood, and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 127, verses 1 to 2, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 24 to chapter 24, verse 25. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 26, Proverbs 16, verses 21 to 23. Today I've got four main passages. Two are from today's Time with Abba passages, and two are related to today's Psalm main passage. The first one, Psalm 127, verses 1 to 2. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for He grants sleep to those He loves. Psalm 4, verses 7 to 8. Fill my heart with joy when there grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Proverbs 3, verse 24. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Acts chapter 3, verses 6 to 10. Then Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is Diamond Opportunity, Sleep Granted, Sweet Sleep. Lots of people cannot sleep well due to this few months of pandemic. How about you? The first three main passages today are the most used passages for me to help those who cannot sleep to have sleep or even sweet sleep. The success rate is very, very high. The fourth passage is the one for Jesus to use me as a channel to bring healing, freedom, and salvation to many the past many years. Look closely at this verse that Peter used only one sentence to heal a man who was lame from birth, not only to be able to walk, but to jump. So if you cannot sleep well recently, I think this time of crisis is a time for you to be more closer to Jesus and to receive his healing, his promise that all he loves will have good sleep, sweet sleep. Do you believe that? My wife and I believe that and have been experiencing that for many years. So we always have good and sweet sleep every day, even in the most stressful, critical, and painful time. If you believe and would like to receive God's promise of sweet sleep, please open your hands. Like you are ready to receive a big and heavy gift from the Holy Spirit. Yes. And let me pray for you now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, sweet sleep. Reflect on these questions. How can you grasp this diamond opportunity to have good sleep, even sweet sleep every night? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. One of the ways is for you to pray like that every night before you sleep. Lord Jesus, I would like to receive your promise of good sleep, sweet sleep. Grant me to have good sleep and sweet sleep. And then you sleep. Trust me, yeah, you will have sweet sleep. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.